Last week, we tried to conduct an interview with a young guy from out in the Milwaukee way who has a new CD recording out called Polka Visions. If you have polka CDs at home, you got to definitely add this one to your collection. We'd like to welcome Mike Schneider to the program. Mike.
Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Well, it's a good thing we got to talk to you today.
Hey, I'm glad I got to get through today.
That's for sure. Now, Mike, you're a young guy.
Yeah.
I'd like you to tell all of our listeners how old you are.
22.
You old goat.
Oh, yeah.
22 years old. Okay. And you're in college right now.
Yeah.
And you have a college polka program that you air every Thursday night.
Yes, I do. It's called the CSU Polka Hour.
And tell all of our listeners how they can pull it up on the internet.
You can get it at www.stritch.edu/tilde. That's the squiggly line underneath the escape key. If you don't know what it is, I never knew what it was. let's see, where was I? Tilde Hive. That's H-I-V-E. And you just click on the listen icon, and that'll take you right to some software that you'll have to download if you don't have it, and then you can listen to the program.
For all of our listeners that are listening to us this afternoon, his show's along the same line as ours, so all of our listeners would really enjoy it. So for those of you out there listening to us this afternoon, don't forget to tune in the internet on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Mike, Dawn wants to say something to you.
Dawn, okay.
Hey, Mike, sorry for the delay there, but, you know, I notice a definite touch of Meisner in your playing, and that's a great tribute. You do a great job, and this is called Polka Visions. There's 14 great tunes on here, and I'll tell you, fantastic job, and it's good to hear of youngsters like yourself getting involved in polkas.
Hey, well, I got to thank you guys, because I'm starting to see a few checks rolling from the Pittsburgh area, so that's always good to see, and we want to see them keep coming, so appreciate your support out there.
We'll take credit for that.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, Mike, our listeners know a little bit about your music because we've been playing your first CD, Pursuit of the Polka Lost Frontier, since it came out in 98. Tell us how you got started and how long you've been playing polka music.
Well, I started when I was six, so I've been playing for, let's see if the math is right here, 16 years, is that right? Something like that. I got started because my parents took me out to hear Frank Yankovic at a local church festival, and just a really amazing performance. Even though he was getting up in age at that point already, an energetic guy, and that's what got me to really want to pick up an accordion and start playing. So I was fortunate enough to have that opportunity. So that's really how I got started, and of course my dad played too when I was a kid, and I got to listen to him play, and that's between those two, and then of course later on Vern Meisner, hearing his music, that's what really influenced me to get going and keep going, playing the accordion.
Well, we're glad that you kept going.
You bet.
I'm glad you keep going. That's good work you do out there.
Thanks so much. And you know, recently you appeared on the Food Nation show with Bobby Flay on Nationwide Cable TV playing polkas.
Yeah, that was a fun time. They came to Milwaukee to tape an episode here, and they wanted a polka band to kind of fill in some of the cultural background in terms of music for the community. And it turned out real nice. They had a great time, and they used a lot of our music throughout the whole show. So it was a good opportunity for me, and certainly a lot of fun to be on the program.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to see you on there.
Hey, good.
So we really enjoyed that.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you did.
I just wish they would have showed the band a little bit more.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I think, unfortunately, our saxophone player too, the miking, he was buried a little bit. Larry Sokolowski does a great job.
Well,
so
he's a great player.
They actually showed half of him.
Yeah, they showed half of him. It was the wrong half, but too bad. But he'll be actually, you can see more of him tomorrow when we're at the Hiawatha Bar for the big CD release party. If you're listening by the internet or you feel like taking a flight out, we'll be playing with him.
Hey, that'd be a nice place to go on a Sunday afternoon. Hey, what do you think? Well, huh?
Let's go. I'm all for it.
Let's charter a plane here.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, we'd like you to tell us a little bit more about your latest CD, Polka Visions. Now, there's 14 tracks, and you have 5 originals. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about how you sat down and you got all this put together for this great recording.
Boy, well, it's always hard to talk about the originals. I really can't describe a process behind it. It's just like lightning hits, and I have to record the song before I forget it. So it's kind of a strange process that I go through to write a song.
Mike, excuse me. When you first get a flash or get an idea, what do you do next? Do you put it on tape, or what's your next step?
Generally, I do put it on tape. I try to put it on tape as quick as I quick as I can. Other times, I'll just play it over and over again, and then it'll just be kind of ingrained into my memory. So it's like I said, there's no good process for it. But
well, whatever you're doing, you keep it up. We need more of new stuff.
Right, and it sounds excellent.
So are you one of those people that in the middle of the night, if you think of something, you hurry up and get up and go jot it down?
That has happened a few times, yeah. It's, or sometimes if I'm too lazy to get up in the middle of the night, I'll just sit there and play it through my head over and over. So it's kind of a, like I said, a weird process, but it seems to work.
Now, you have some fantastic musicians along with yourself on this recording. Could you tell us who they are?
Yeah, well, let me see if I can do this from memory here because I don't have a copy in front of me. But I know we have Gary Hendrickson playing banjo and guitar. Don Hunjady playing saxophone, clarinet, and flute. Chris Dozak, I think this is his first full appearance on an album. Plays all the cuts on this one, playing drums. Grant Kazera does some vocal work. And let's see, Carol Wolf does some vocal work. And my father, Paul Schneider, does some special effects. And, of course, I'm doing the vocals, the accordions, and piano. And a couple other things, and I think that catches everybody except for the group vocalists, who won't be revealed in their entirety until tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah, there you go.
But you have some fantastic musicians on your recording.
Yeah, I was really fortunate, both on the last CD and on this CD, to be able to have just access to all these guys and also their desire to play on a project like this. And it's my theory is always that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and I have none in this recording. And I'm not bragging about myself, of course. I'm bragging about the musicians that are on the recording, because they really are. I've said this about all of them that are on there. They're among the finest in the country, and I'm really privileged to have them on the recording with me.
Well, I would have to agree with you on that, because I know every one of them. They are first-class musicians.
Yeah.
One other question I'd like to ask you. I see you using Baldoni accordions, and you still have an old solo box alive, huh?
Oh, yes. Actually, there's a little bit of a trick behind the solo box.
Okay.
But that's a little secret that I use. But, the Baldoni accordions, I'm another good fortune of mine. I was just born in a good spot for polka music and for accordions, too. Baldoni accordions is about 5 miles from my house. So,
oh, great.
I can just go over there and...
You can talk shop or have them change your tuning or whatever?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
and it's really a good opportunity for me.
Well, we're so happy that we got a chance to get a copy of this recording. We're really enjoying it.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. And like I said, I appreciate your support and the support of all your listeners out there who have patronized the recording, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Well, in fact, when Jerry got the recording in the mail, he was so excited when he was listening to it. He just really thought that it was well put together, and it was just fantastic.
Hey, well, like I said, I really appreciate the support, and I'm glad you guys like it.
You had mentioned that you have the CD release party tomorrow.
Yeah.
And where did you say that was being held out again?
Well, that's going to be at the Hiawatha Bar in Sturtevant, and that's just south of Racine, which is just south of Milwaukee County. So it's probably about a half hour south of Milwaukee. And you take I-94 if you're coming from Milwaukee or from Chicago. You take 94 to Highway 11, and then Highway 11 east about 3 miles to the Hiawatha Bar. You just cross a set of railroad tracks, and you're right there. And that's 2 to 6 p.m., too. I should tell you the time. That's probably pretty important.
That's right. Now, how can our listeners purchase a copy of your latest recording? Now, they are in CDs and tapes?
CDs and tapes, that's right. You can buy them direct from me if you send me a check for $15 for a CD or $11 for a cassette. And you send that to P.O. Box 240894. That's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the zip code is 53224. -9023, and you can make the check payable and send it to Mike Schneider. And let's see, there's also other places around the country that will be distributing it if you prefer to buy through a distributor, but that's the way you can get it direct from me, and it's probably pretty quick, too.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Our listeners, I'm sure, really enjoyed you calling in and getting to hear a little bit about yourself.
Hey, yeah, thank you for having me, Pam, and Marco, and Don. Is Don there, too?
Keep up the good work.
There he is. Okay.
Excellent job. Congratulations on a job well done.
Hey, thank you, and be sure to say hello to Jerry for me when he gets back.
I sure will. He'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, we got one of your mentors coming up pretty soon.
Uh-oh.
After we take a break, Vern Meisner.
Hey, you bet.
Tell us a story about you, Vern Meisner. Did you ever play with him before?
Yeah, in fact, I've had a couple of chances. Never a full job with him, but I've had a couple of chances where he'd invite me up on stage, and I'd get to play with him, and it's just great fun to be up on stage with musicians of that caliber. Just a lot of fun, and that's where I picked up a lot of the on-stage skill that I think I possess.
He's a true showman. He really is.
He really is. Yeah, you're right.
And Mike, ask him next time you're talking to him about the background for the Pigpen Polka.
Pigpen Polka? Oh, yeah. I think I may have heard a story about that, but it'd probably be better to hear it from Vern. So.
Yeah, make sure the next time you see Vern, you let him know that his Pennsylvania friend said hello.
I will do that.
All righty. Thanks so much for calling in. Mike Schneider, everybody. And if you would like to obtain a copy of his latest recording, Polka Visions, which is fantastic, as Bob Lawrence would always say, you can write to him at P.O. Box 240-894, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53224, or give him a call at 414-354-6882. And let him know that you heard it from the Primetime Gang. Thanks so much, Mike.